Good morning to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. This morning, I read a very powerful statement which stunned me. It has caused me to pause and deeply reflect on what I have seen in my world all my life and what I know to be true. The statement, written 2,700 years ago by a Jewish prophet named Isaiah, is found in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4 in the Bible. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. Isaiah 64, verse 4. In a world of more than 1 billion Muslims, many of whom are radical, declaring anyone other than Muslim to be an infidel, especially if they are Jewish or Christian and deserving of death, and nearly 1 billion Hindus, nearly 1 billion people who claim to be associated with some group of Christians, and more than 3 billion other people who claim no religious affiliation at all, how does our world view this radical, exclusive statement made by Isaiah? And how can it be verified as true? Now, please remember, Isaiah also gave us this very specific declaration from God himself. This is what the Lord says. He who created the heavens, he is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, he did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. And he says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Isaiah 45. The singular uniqueness of God, as claimed in both Isaiah 64 and Isaiah 45, is unquestionable and undeniable. And it comes with a very clear qualifier. The God who meets the criteria for these statements must be the one and only creator of our universe, including planet Earth, and all that lives on planet Earth, including humans. There is no room for any ambiguity, is there? And if that wasn't enough, God then adds this further self-defining declaration. There is no God apart from me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none but me. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. Isaiah 45, verse 21 and 22. Clearly, God describes himself as holy, righteous, and the only God able to deliver any one person and the entire human race from the suffocating and inescapable bondage of evil and wickedness in our world. Now, it should not be difficult to extract from these bold statements the very clear specifics, the criteria which anything or anyone demanding the allegiance due only God must meet. I think we should pause for a few seconds, and I urge you to take a piece of paper and extract the criteria required to qualify as God in those biblical statements. But wait. God brings this series of profound self-describing declarations to a powerful conclusion with one more. By myself I have sworn, my mouth has uttered in all integrity a word that will not be revoked. Before me every knee will bow. By me every tongue will swear. They will say of me, in the Lord alone are deliverance and strength. Isaiah 45, verse 23 and 24. Like a musical crescendo, like a wave which we watch from far out to sea as it rolls toward the shoreline, these declarations from God grow more and more powerful, more significant, more profound, and more exclusive with each additional word. Finally comes this last statement of justice and judgment. All who have raged against the Lord will come to him and be put to shame. Isaiah 45, verse 24. Okay, all mankind, in every people group of the world, every nation, it's time for a thoughtful, courageous response from each and every person alive in our world today. Bring forth your God, whatever or whomever it is that you worship as God, and let's see if your God satisfies the criteria, the necessary qualifications put forth by Isaiah for your God to be globally honored as the one true only God. First, is your God creator of the universe? And did your God create the universe from nothing? If so, when and how? If not, already your God is disqualified from being considered the one true living all-powerful God. Second, did your God create all the animals and vegetation on planet Earth and design it all to sustain human life? If so, when and how? If not, your God is disqualified from being considered the one true living, life-giving, and life-sustaining God, according to Colossians chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 1. 3. Is your God able to control Satan and his demons and the life-destroying work of the dark kingdom in our world? Jesus did, while he was here on earth, as he bound and cast demons out from people whom they held in their stranglehold, Mark chapter 1, Mark chapter 5. Jesus said he watched as God demoted Lucifer, Satan, and threw that rebellious angel out of heaven, Luke chapter 10. If your God is not more powerful than Satan and evil and wickedness, then your God cannot deliver anyone out of the stranglehold of Satan's evil and wickedness, and therefore your God does not qualify to be the one true, almighty, holy, living God. Number 4, is your God able to create human life and sustain the life of that person every moment for a lifetime? If so, how did your God create you? And how is your God sustaining your life? If not, your God is disqualified from consideration as God. And 5, what provision has your God made for life after death? Or is death the end, according to your God? Of course, the one true God created human life to be immortal. And here on Walking with Jesus, we often look at what the Bible teaches us is God's design for eternal life after death, and how Jesus' life, death, and resurrection has made it possible for any person to gain eternal life in heaven with God. Now, that's only 5 God-identifying questions, and of course there are thousands, aren't there? So, what is your response to those questions, my friend? And what is the Muslim response, and the Hindu response, and the communist response, and the atheist response, and the purely secular person response who cares nothing about God? Isaiah's message boldly challenges and invites the world to God and his truth. There is no God apart from me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none but me. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other, Isaiah 45. I hope you'll take time today to deeply reflect on these powerful, exclusive statements from the only true, living, almighty, holy God. Personalize them and God's reach to you. And I urge you to take time right now and talk with God about them. And here's a worship song to help you reflect on the uniqueness of Jesus Christ and Almighty God.